Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy Radio Show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Shall we kick us off by reading the assignment?
Yes.
Sounds like a great idea.
Kind words can be short and easy to speak, but their echoes are truly endless. Today, offer some of those short, easy to speak, kind words and enjoy the echo. Feel the reverberation in your heart. Not finding an opening to offer kindness? Make some openings. Offer a sincere compliment. Say thank you in places where thank you isn't called for. Honor your experience of being kind.
And enjoy. You know, that quote makes me think that of, Mother Teresa, of course, is no longer with us and on this plane of existence. And here we are, having her kindness reverberate in our hearts.
Yeah, that's simple. So lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just that's a simple experience of the truth of what she's saying.
Well, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello.
Oh,
you surprised me. I didn't expect to get on the line. My name is Linda Joy, and I want to offer you my song. Sing my song. Make it simple to last the whole day long. Don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. I just sing my song.
All
right. I can't believe I just did that because my voice has been bugging me all week, but I was determined to put that out there.
All right. Very good.
It was my birthday this week on Monday, and I made a commitment to call and sing when I saw that exercise for, I think it was Tuesday.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, happy birthday. And
Thank you.
I, as a matter of fact, I was sitting in front of my open window this morning, even though it's not technically probably warm enough to have open windows, but it's so beautiful. And the birds were just singing so joyfully that I had to open the window, and I found myself singing along with them. So I appreciate your sentiment.
And I just really want to express so much gratitude. The beauty of this week is just overwhelming. I mean, it's my birthday, and I feel I was gifted with another hour of light, and I'm just overwhelmed with gratitude. And I wanted to thank you and Ashwini for the gift of this Project Joy. It's amazing. And I want to just give you one of the ahas of many, many, many that I've had. And what I love is, I can't think who it was. It was a gentleman that talked about how practice and how we need to remind ourselves. And it came up for me this week, you know, on my birthday week, and I'm full of joy, and how I can wake up and feel down and with no reason. No, absolutely no reason. And the reminder, and I was just, it was just so wonderful to hear him chat about, you know, keeping on and keeping into that. And one of my exercises is to remember to stop, breathe, smile, and continue.
And, of course, you could now add to that a few bars of a little tune that will express the emotion, right? Yeah. Now, of course, I have to say with this, because it is in my job description, so I have to say it. When people, this is one of those where if we were all in a room and I said, how many people have a tendency to wake up in the morning into conditioning, feeling a little bit down, everybody in the room would raise their hand, because that's just how it is. Because conditioning works on us all night long, And we have no ability to defend ourselves, right? We're just lying there asleep. And it's working on us, talking to us. So yeah. To develop the habit of getting up in the morning and reaching for that recorder and reminding ourselves of what is true, what is real, everything that you said this morning would be perfect. You know, all of that, and add a little song about gratitude and the day in your life and that sort of thing, and we have dispelled that negative energy. Because that negative energy isn't related to anything real in our lives. But if we don't take those steps first thing, then it will color our whole day. So just a little reminder on that score, too.
Yeah. And I'm just so grateful. I mean, I don't even have the words to express it. It's just when Ashwani said yesterday that we might plan this next year, I thought, yes, yes, yes.
Let's do that. Let's keep
doing this. Yeah, and it's so funny because it's only March, right? And yet, you know, it's that feeling of this is just so awesomely awesome that, you know, you just want
to. We want to do it for the rest of our lives.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Uh-huh.
I'm feeling a little sadness that I can't make the joy retreat next week, but I've already made my plans to do October. I looked at my calendar and I said, okay, I can't do March, so where can I go? And so I already have that to look forward to for the fall joy.
Excellent. Excellent.
So,
all right.
I'm coming up in
enjoy.
I'm really looking forward to seeing you guys.
All right. Well, it'll be lovely to have you. And enjoy every minute of this birthday week, and then just keep on.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye.
I can't wait to hear the next speaker.
Thanks, Linda. And talk about being joyful, Sherry. I mean, I love that.
Yes.
Stop feeling joy for no reason. You know, there's nothing that's changed, and then we just don't, which sort of goes to the conversation we were having about where the energy of well-being is always there if we're attending to it.
Yes, yes. And that is the work. That's the simple, constant, bottom line answer. We have to turn our attention to what is so, the energy of life, and away from that conversation in conditioned mind. And we can, you know, say it in a simple sentence like that, and then the implementation of it is a little more challenging sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Rochelle in Charlotte.
Well, hello, Rochelle.
Hi. I was lucky. I got finished with some stuff at work and was able to call in. I'm kind of surprised I'm on. I listened to the archives so much so that when it said you may ask your question, I was kind of surprised. Like, oh, wow, this is live.
Holy rockets, this is not an archive.
Oh, good. Well, very good, very good. I love this because this is a life retreat this whole year, touching base with Sangha, homework assignments, group over the phone type of thing, and it just further kind of has that mindset of life as a retreat. And so when you look at things, I've been dealing with some pretty sticky content recently, and this opportunity to do these assignments and look at this and look at being kind and those types of things helps kind of keep me oriented practice-wise when I'm dealing with any content that comes along.
I am so grateful. I'm grateful that we're all doing this for a lot of reasons, and I'm sure I would love it at any time. But when we've talked about this along, that for whatever reason, this seems to be a very challenging time in a lot of lives. I don't think I've talked to anybody in the last, I would say going on 6 months, who hasn't said essentially that, I'm dealing with some really sticky content. there's a lot of stuff up. This is a really big time. This is challenging from, health and job and losses and just all kinds of things in people's lives. So for us to be doing this together, as you say, to be on retreat together through a difficult time is really the best we can hope for.
Yes, yes. It's very helpful, and it's good, or it feels good, or and not that's not really it. I can feel when practice kicks in. So there's
yes.
a sticky content, and a lot of energy, a lot of anger, a lot of feelings, and
mm-hmm.
then practice kicks in, and I record and listen about it, and. I listened to it and thought, okay, you're really identified, and this has less to do with them and more to do with you. What has stirred up this energy of anger? And
mm-hmm.
Look at that and say, well, it's deep hurt and anger about that. And then recording around it and then deciding, okay, I can choose how to spend this energy. And at this point, I don't want to spend it on being angry. I consider anger a form of suffering. And
mm-hmm.
so I have to ask myself, after I kind of practice and listen and record around it, what am I choosing over ending suffering?
Mm-hmm.
And and then there comes a point where it's just like, I got to accept that it is what it is. Choose not to be angry about it. Do what I need to do as far as taking care of myself. Forgiving the other person. It doesn't do anybody any good to be resentful and angry and that type of thing, and just letting it go. And choosing to end suffering. And then practice clicks in, and then the next thing's like, okay, I'm not going to let conditioning talk about this anymore.
We're done with this conversation. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to shut down that conversation. I've practiced around it. I've thought about it. I've made my choice. And
yes.
I've
made
decided.
Made my choice.
Exactly. And so, no, you're not allowed to ruminate and stir up, feelings
mm-hmm.
and throw gasoline on the fire and things like that. No. It's done. And and watching it really closely and then doing my assignments about kindness, doing
mm-hmm.
my assignment for the day. And it's like, no, we're not talking about that anymore. We're not
yeah.
even going to.
Oh.
Yeah.
You've laid out the steps so perfectly. Because the part that I love most about that is the realization that you have that, okay, the person did whatever, and there's this hurt and the anger that follows it. But if I continue this, I'm the one perpetuating the hurt and the anger.
Exactly.
They're not. That's so huge, isn't it?
Yeah.
And to make that choice that, no, okay, that happened. I don't want to continue to suffer over that, so I'm going to let it go.
Yep, yep. Yeah.
Wow, there it is.
And then that's taking your life back from conditioning and ego,
yes.
things like that. And,
yes.
and the recording and listening helps really show that, okay, this person did this, but the residual effect of that, that's not them. That's my problem. I'm letting ego and conditioning stir that up. And I can
yes.
choose to keep doing that, or I can choose not to. And
yes.
And to have the depth
of practice to be able to make that choice. There's another one, right? You've been practicing enough, hard enough, long enough that you can say, I don't want to do that any longer. I'm not choosing that. And you have the ability to keep your attention where you want it to be.
Yeah. Well, and
there's another huge piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. It's just, and when I do practice, I don't think of it for that result, but to feel that come up and that reflex of, okay, this is what I do, and let's look at this, and then this is how to shut it down. And it's like, wow, practice just kind of happened.
Yeah. And then yeah, after years of work, the magic just kicked in.
Years of work, you know, type of thing. And I'm like, who is this person? Because I remember in the past where I would have been mad for years about this.
Yes.
But yeah, and I'm like, okay, this is why I practice, you know, this is why I do this, and you know, it's like fun assignments and stuff. But when it really hits, this is what clicks in, you know, this is that habit of mind and I'm developing, and that's the way I want it to be because I do not want to suffer.
That's right, and this is the training, right? This is the training. So people who train for emergency situations. You know, you practice when there's not an emergency, and then when the emergency is actually real, the person just, it kicks in, and they know what to do. And that's what you're describing as the same benefit in your line of work. Somebody has a heart attack in front of you. You don't have to, you know, reach for one of your books to say, let's see now, somebody's having you're trained. You know what to do.
Yeah.
And the same thing happens with us spiritually, right? So I'm right here. I watch that conditioned mind kick in. It wants to go to causing suffering. No, I don't choose that. And I have the ability to turn my attention. It's just, it's the best.
Yeah. And I wholeheartedly agree that there's a lot of content that a lot of people that all of us are suffering from recently and stuff, and I see that in my practice too. And so it is even more important that I practice and keep choosing that, and so that I'm not adding to anybody's suffering.
Yes. That when somebody is in a conversation, it's what my teacher called being a social relief. You know, you're in a conversation with somebody, and they don't have to deal with your egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate, right? Because we're taking care of that on our own so that we can, to the best of our ability, be kind of a clear clear space and not adding to the problem.
Yeah,
really important gift. All right. Well, thank you so much, Rochelle.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Rochelle. I mean, that was such a powerful conversation on so many levels, Sherry, and the two things that dropped in for me is, you know, Rochelle started out by saying what a benefit this show is in times of turbulence. And isn't it just the case that every time we are asked to go through something, life offers us the support that will assist us? It's that story of Jesus, carry one set of footprints in the hardest times because we are supported in the process.
Yes, we're not abandoned. That's there were two sets of footprints. Then why did you abandon me when times got hard? And the answer is, I didn't abandon you. I was carrying you. Yes. And when we're looking for it, that's always the experience, isn't it?
Yep. And then of course that place that's such a, I always refer to, my shorthand for that is the famous Zen story of you in the garden, having gone to town and done an errand and watching a teacher huff and puff the hill and just bowing and saying, I choose peace, because that's the place I'm ending suffering is here. That powerful realization that Rochelle brought to mind, which is, I'm something's going on for me. I'm going to reach for the tool that assists me to deal with that here. And I'm not going to listen to any conversation about that anymore, because the choice I'm making is to have this orientation, this non, I want to choose not to suffer. And that place of, if we do that, then we're no longer perpetuating the suffering for someone else.
for anybody, actually, and we can be the unconditional love that holds or supports, be the person caring instead of the person that has to be carried.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just wow.
That it's so good, isn't it?
Yes,
it's so good.
You know,
and that of course. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's so good because it's so freaking brilliant. You know, when we see it all from that context of it's all taken care of, folks.
Yeah. And, of course, what Rochelle was referring to in that that choice is in the short recitation that we do, sometimes it seems like all day long, of if I'm suffering, I am choosing something over ending suffering.
Yeah.
And that point was made so clearly in what Rochelle was talking about. There it is. If I continue this conversation, I'm actually choosing suffering. And I don't want to choose suffering. And I have the ability not to. That is a gift that we all can say thank you for all day long, every day. I have the ability not to choose however many negatives did I get in. I don't need to choose suffering. I know how not to suffer.
Well, it's wonderful. And here's our next caller.
All right. Thank you.
You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello? Anybody there? You have someone else, Ashwini?
I have plenty of people, so let me try to bring somebody else on. Let me try one more time. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Well, I guess not. So here we go.
All right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Whoa.
Hi, it's Zelda. Can you hear me?
Oh, we can. So, yes. Hello. You came on with a great flurry of activity. So, yes, we do hear you from very far away. How are you doing?
Fine. You know, I'm in two minds because I have a lot of success to report about the singing assignment and much less success about yesterday's assignment. So I don't know which one to talk about.
Well, here would be my suggestion. Report on the successes that you did have from yesterday's assignment rather than focusing on the story of not as many.
Okay, so yesterday assignment was to say a kind word to someone, to correct or to find an opening to say that. And one small success, let's call it one success. Okay, let's report.
Yes, exactly.
One success.
There you go.
One success was that there was a person that works for me that usually does things in a way that hinders the work, like is not very useful to have her working for me. But yesterday she did one amazing thing amongst others that were not as amazing. And since I was looking for an opening, you know, for this assignment, I complimented her a lot for doing these things, and she looked so happy, and I felt very good.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Huh. Wow. Maybe there's an opening for her to be even more successful.
Yes, and I'm seeing a parallel because, you know, I really made an effort to to compliment her on the good thing because I had to because of the assignment. And now I'm really making an effort to report on my success of yesterday instead of all the things, of all the times I haven't found an opening. So I'm using the same attitude to myself because you are making me. So there is a parallel, right?
Yes, because we're forcing you, right? And you're doing. And so maybe one of the successes you could claim is your willingness and openness to practice and to do the assignments and to follow them to the best of your ability. That maybe we could count that one of the big successes, huh?
Yeah, that's a big one too. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah. Because actually, we can't make you do anything, right? You bring all of your willingness and sincerity to practice, and somebody suggests, well, you could do this, or you could look at that, and you do, and then you reap these results, these rewards. So, yeah. So maybe. Going forward, being kind, having that attitude of kindness, of positivity toward this employee, looking for her successes, looking for the moments that she does something well or does something right, will really help you to focus on those for you as well. Now you're going to look at, yeah, you're going to watch Sota and see all of the things that she does well and that she does right and how she shows up and the kindness that she brings and that sort of thing. Could be wonderful for both of you, huh?
Yes, it can. I'm fighting now because conditioning now wants to say, oh, but all the times you have not highlighted her successes, you know. But I don't want to go there, you know, because I can start.
No,
I can start anytime.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly,
exactly
right. And that is such a good point about how conditioning tries to keep us stuck, right? So here's the success. You can see it. You can feel good about it. It wants to talk about something in the past. No, we're not going there because
the point,
there is no such thing. Right. There is no such thing as the past. There's only right now. And this is the moment to begin. This is the start of the universe, and we want to be here for it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm super motivated, yeah. And it's true, because, for example, my parents used to criticize me for everything, and then all of a sudden they stopped, and now they appreciate me for everything. And it's fantastic, and it works, you know. It's not that what they did... is unerasable, you know. Everything really changes all the time, you know. So I can do the same for myself and for her.
That's exactly right. From this moment forward, and not with a bunch of standards like you're going to do it perfectly forever, and if you don't, then it doesn't. We're not going there either. Moment by moment. No future.
Yeah.
That's right. No future. No past. Only this moment. Only this moment. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. See you soon, I think.
Bye-bye. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Basota. You know, Sherry, that again, it's just amazing how all of these conversations are so reflective of the principles of practice. Where we talked about it yesterday, that we want to attend to the life impulse. And that was the mirror you were offering Isota, which is what was authentic and successful, not what was wrong. And so reporting from the lens of life is we always find something that life is doing that we can appreciate.
Yes. Yeah.
And then, in fact, not the good.
Go ahead.
Oh, and then I was just saying, and then when you hear the voice that says, well, you didn't do it right so long, don't go to self-hate, right?
Recontextualize
that to what Rochelle was saying. I'm looking at it from a process of not suffering, so I'm not going to listen to that conversation, and I'm going to stay in appreciation.
That's right, because in with Soto's case, everything that happened to her, from the way her parents were to how she internalized that for herself to realizing that with this employee, got her to the place of being able to see what she can see now. And that's true with all of us all the time. So when we realize that, it took all of that to get me here to be able to see this. Thank you. Thank you for every little exercise in that workshop that got me to this moment. Thank you.
Yes. And that's the recontextualization, right? If I'm staying, it's what we say in meditation. When you notice that the attention has wandered, you come back and say thank you. Because there's been a state of gratitude, not self-hate, in having wandered off. It's really such a shift in perspective.
Yeah, and such a happy shift, isn't it?
And such a happy shift. Well, here's our assignment for the day.
All right.
One can pay back the loan of gold, but one lives forever in debt to those who are kind.
Boy, I mean, every one of these is the conversation, isn't it? All those who have been kind have helped us to get to this moment where we can hear that quote and feel it in our hearts and want to live from it throughout a day.
Yeah.
What a debt.
Kindness is a debt that can be repaid only with the same coin. We've received much kindness in our lives, though the voices of conditioned mind would deny it. The breath in the body, the beating of the heart, the bird song that delights us, the trees that shade us, the earth that feeds us, water to drink, and a pillow for our head when it's time to sleep. Today, see how much kindness you can offer back just for the joy of it. All right.
So
I think we have our assignment for the day, and I think it's one we could do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Joyfully. Yeah.
Joyfully.
Thank you, Ashwini.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, everyone, and we'll see each other
tomorrow.
Thank
you, everybody. Yeah. Mañana.
Mañana.